With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After months of debate, the Senate overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill. The package includes $26 billion in funds for Israel and $61 billion for Ukraine. Retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis says the funding will have a dramatic effect on the battlefield for the Ukrainians.
How this will look in a year is very different than if we had decided not to do this. And what will be on the battlefield that'll make a difference will be a better air defense, particularly to protect the critical infrastructure.
Also at SRNnews.com, dozens of protesters have barricaded themselves inside two buildings on a Northern California campus. This is in protest of Israel's war with Hamas. It's one of many demonstrations as students across the nation have set up encampments, occupied buildings, and ignored demands to leave. Demonstrators remained camped out on Columbia University's Upper Manhattan campus. New York Mayor Eric Adams says the city wants to help the schools.
College campuses are there to educate. Who's have thought they were going to wake up and have to deal with an issue as volatile as this?
The Supreme Court today hears a case that will determine when doctors can provide abortions during medical emergencies in states with bans. The Biden administration has a new rule about overtime pay.
The move marks the largest expansion in federal overtime eligibility in decades. The Labor Department says starting July 1st, employers will be required to pay overtime to salaried workers who make less than $43,888 a year in certain executive, administrative, and professional roles. That cap will then rise to $58,656 by the start of 2025.
This is SRN News. Members of America's largest Protestant denomination talk religion and politics. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on that.
A new study from Lifeway Research finds that while most Southern Baptists can be identified as politically conservative, they also support religious liberty for all Americans and a government that does not favor any specific religion. Dan Darling of the Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary says the poll demonstrates that, quote, Baptists strongly believe in a free church in a free state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as issues of homosexuality are splitting the United Methodist Church, other mainline Protestant denominations are trying to smooth over differences. The Church of England held a general synod in London this year that debated such issues. Bishops, priests, and lay people from every diocese voted down several amendments that opposed liturgical same-sex blessings. This is SRN News. The nation's top women's basketball star set to make history once again, this time with a record sponsorship deal.
Caitlin Clark, the most prolific scorer in NCAA Division I history and number one overall pick in the WNBA draft, is preparing to sign a second contract with Nike, this one paying $28 million over 8 years and coming with a signature shoe. The Wall Street Journal and The Athletic reported the pending deal. Clark earned about $3 million in NIL money at Iowa with State Farm, Gatorade, and others, according to On3.com. The new deal would be the richest sponsorship contract for a women's basketball player. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
The Federal Trade Commission has voted to ban measures known as non-compete agreements, which bar workers from jumping to or starting competing companies for a prescribed period of time. More details at SRNnews.com.